Welcome to Light in Your Soul podcast, where we discuss spirituality, mindset, business strategies, and financial literacy
for everyday living.
Every Thursday, the goal of this podcast is to help women raise spiritual awareness, manifest abundance, and activate their gifts to profits. Here's your host, Sonia Jennings.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to another episode of Light in Your Soul. In today's episode, we are talking about self-mastery and how self-mastery could be the ultimate goal that you need to achieve for everything else to line up in your personal life, in your business, and whatever other goals you may have. So let's get into the content. At the end of 2019, going into 2020, I started asking myself a couple of questions because I was not satisfied with the way my life was going. Yes, I had worked on myself, I was on a spiritual journey, but there was a lot that was missing. And I was thinking about my goals. I did this course, the 12-week year, and there were a lot of things that I kept asking myself. And I knew that there was a goal that I was trying to achieve for me to have different sources of income coming in. I knew I needed to have the right strategy for me to get there. I knew I needed a coach. But I also knew that I was feeling on the emotional side and on the weight side. And I started asking myself different questions of where I was at this very moment in my personal life, as well as business life, and where I wanted to be in a year, 3 years, 5 years. I wanted to take an assessment. And for me, I've always had it where the more systems I have that can be automated, because that's what I have done for other companies, but the more systems I have automated, I really believe that as long as it's generating profits and money is coming in, then that to me is true financial freedom. But it's a satisfaction. It's an area of my financial life where I want to be very satisfied. But it was more than that. I wanted time back. I wanted to feel better about myself. So I was asking myself different questions and hiring coaches and doing different things and saying, what is standing in my way of me reaching the level of success that I desired? That was different little things, the level of success. So one of the things is I hired a personal coach at the beginning of 2020. I started seeking him out like in at the end of 2019 and into 2020, I hired him. And because I wasn't satisfied with the extra pounds that I was putting on. And I could tell in my clothes, and I refused to buy big clothes. And so for me, my goal was, it wasn't big. I wasn't looking for abs. I didn't want a six pack. I mean, it would be great if I can get a six pack. All I wanted to do was to be able to stand up and look down and be able to see my C-section cut. So I had two kids and they were both C-sections. And so that's all I wanted. The goal was I wanted to work out enough. I wasn't looking for a flat pancake stomach. I wasn't looking for big muscles. I just wanted, for the first time, to look down and be able to see my C-section cut. I was tired of having to look down and having to, you know, look down or get a mirror or whatever. I was tired of that. But that was one of my personal goals. And so I had to think that is the problem was the problem that I didn't know enough. Like, I didn't know how I could get rid of this excess that was preventing me from actually achieving that goal of me actually wanting to stand up and see my C-section cut. No. It wasn't that there was not enough information. There's plenty of information out there. It was there, like, is there too much competition that everybody wants that? No, because what I want has nothing to do with anyone else, and I'm not in competition with anyone except for myself. So that wasn't even close. The only obstacle for me was the self, and I'm still working on it. So I should say the only obstacle is a lack of mastery over myself. So just in case you don't believe it, I've already resolved. But if you don't believe me, oh, let's get into it. You will. So let me ask you some questions. Since I haven't, since my goal was for me to, my goal had to do with you know, getting rid of some excess weight around my stomach, are you in the shape that you need to be right now? Are you on a, you know, releasing some pounds goal? And if you are, or if it might be something else, if you are, do you only eat healthy foods? That's one of the things I had to start researching. We pretty much change our diet every once in a while. Now, I'll put something in there that shouldn't be in there. But we have to start reading, especially once the pandemic came upon us, like in March, April. We had to really think about this. Or is it because that maybe we are not educated enough, or we're confused about which foods are healthy and which ones are not? Or maybe we are confused about whether it's better to exercise by running down the block or by just sitting on the couch. In a lot of my episodes, I talk about how I discovered that even if I took, it was a 10-minute walk, I felt so much better. The mental clarity. It's not even about the excess weight for me at that time when I decided to start walking. For me, it became like, oh my gosh, it's such mental clarity. I can think, I can talk. If I go with my husband, we can have a, you know, a nice little conversation. We can talk about different things. So you and I, and I'm plugging myself in there because I'm still on the journey and I'm still trying to master myself in a lot of areas, is that no, we know what it takes to make a significant change in our lives. Knowledge isn't the challenge that we're having. The biggest challenge that you and I have is managing ourselves and, most importantly, our behaviors, those habits. Those habits. So, are you able to say the things that need to be said? Are you able to be silent when you know you should be silent? Can you make yourself, or I'm going to ask myself, can I make myself go to the gym if it's open, or go outside and take a walk, or plan to walk 1 mile, plan to start with 15 minutes, or even eat an apple instead of a bowl of ice cream? You guys, I love ice cream. And I'm not supposed to have milk, so I have gone to the store and I have sorted out so many different brands that make ice cream with coconut milk and almond milk. But again, I'm not supposed to have the sugar. I'm not supposed to have the sugar. And so for me, I love ice cream. And sometimes, even when I, because I we don't drink milk and we do mostly almond milk. Now we make our own milk most of the time. It's been months since we've actually purchased almond milk. We just make it. We take the almonds and we make it. It's very easy to make. Every once in a while, I think I've probably done it one time since this pandemic has started. I have gone and I've gotten my best ice cream, rum and raisin from Häagen-Dazs. I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly. Oh, that rum and raisin ice cream is so delicious, but I pay for it. And so sometimes I have to ask myself, is it worth it? But I've made strides because I know I'm not supposed to have milk. Milk is really not good for our bodies. I'm not a health professional. I'm just because of what I've read. And I just decided for you, it might be that piece of apple pie. It might be that sweet potato pie. I don't know. So mastering ourselves is one of the only goals that we need to achieve. Because from that, once we master ourselves, we can achieve all of our other goals. Because we take that same practice and we put it into place with everything that we do. I had someone, I posted something this morning on Instagram, and I was asking about this self-mastery, and one person told me it's consistency. And so what I broke down to her is that consistency is not necessarily is something that you do every single day, or three times a day, or five times a day. When you want to try to start doing something consistently, you just have to start small. So, for example, I am doing this podcast. I release episodes once a week on Thursdays. And so that's my schedule. And so what I was trying to explain to her is that if my audience comes every Thursday looking for an episode and it's there, and then 1 month they come and I'm not there, and I never give them a heads up that I'm not going to be here, I'll be absent for a month, we'll see you back in a month, etc., then I will start losing subscribers because they're expecting. The reason why they subscribe to my channel is because they value or they love to listen to the information that I'm giving out. And so if I change my consistency, then I actually change their consistency of actually listening to me. So I'm doing them an injustice and I'm doing myself an injustice. And so what I told her is to try to do something, you know, once a week and take small, imperfect actions, but just try to do it. For me right now, I'm having a hard time being consistent in drinking water. I'm trying to drink 8 cups or 8 glasses of water a day. It is very hard for me. As a matter of fact, let me stop and take a sip. It's hard for me. So like right now, I've had 4 glasses for the day, and I have 2 more glasses right here sitting on my desk because I got to get this water down, and I'm behind. And for me, the consistency part is for me to have the bottles on my desk looking at my face. Because if I don't, I'll drink one bottle or I'll drink a glass full. And then I'm sitting here working, doing my thing, and I forget. And so that consistency. And so when we do that and we implement mastering ourselves in everything we do, whether we're having to plan, whether you have to be trying to finish a book, whatever it may be, drinking water, getting the abs, I don't know, getting some nice arms, reading a book once a month, that's consistency. It doesn't have to be something that you do every single day. So I want to give you some strategies that I've been using and continue to use until, you know, I master this thing. I'm going to master myself for me to reach my goals, and my goals are going to get done. So here are some strategies for you to become the master of yourself. Number one, again, I talk about getting a journal. Make a list of the things you should do each day, but you aren't doing it. Make a list of the things you need to do each day, but right now you are just not doing it. Again, quick example about walking. If you know you need to walk 5 days a week, it doesn't have to be 7 days, but you know you need to walk. Maybe your doctor told you need to put some exercise in. If it's hot, do it inside. Then make a list. Put that down. If it's drinking water like myself and I need to drink my 8 glasses of water, make a list. One of the things that we do consistently, I am sure, is that we pay our bills. It's on our calendar. When it's due, it's my water bill is due, my light bill is due, my rent is due, my mortgage is due, whatever it is that's due, we know we have to pay that on time. That's consistency, you guys. It's consistency. So make that list of things you should be doing each day, but you aren't doing it right now. Number two, make a list of the things you do each day, but you shouldn't be doing it. This one really got me. So like right now, my girlfriends and I, we talk about this because we're up late. Sometimes we're texting, we're like, why are we up so late? Sometimes we're doing our little house party thing on this app and we're just up chit-chatting, okay? So it may be something that I shouldn't be doing. I need to get my rest because I do have clients that I have to work with. I do have courses that I need to launch. I do have different things that I have to do, and I probably shouldn't be staying up so late. Maybe it's too much TV. I told you guys I had to just quit pretty much my 30 minutes of news I was watching. I had to cut that out. Wasting time playing games. You know, video games. I don't know. You might be a gentleman. You might be a guy. You might be a woman right now that plays a lot of video games, and that you shouldn't be doing it each day. Maybe you might be showing up for work late on the computer if you're working from home, or if you're supposed to be, going to the office. Think about all the things that you do that sacrifice either your health, maybe your career, it could be finances, your business, your social life, your happiness. Just make that list of the things that you do each day but shouldn't do that might be affecting those things that you're sacrificing. Number three, begin by addressing one item from each list, just one. Take it slow. And I want you to eliminate one of the negative items and add one of the positive items. Remember that habits are challenging to change. It's not easy. But you and I, we've developed habits without even trying. It's just things that we do. We didn't even try to do it, but we develop these habits. So just imagine what you can accomplish intentionally. Mastering yourself, you can accomplish that intentionally. So begin by addressing one item from those lists. And then you eliminate something that's negative and you replace it with something that's positive. So in other words, if you're watching too much TV, you probably need to slow down. Or if you're staying up too late, you probably need to go to bed maybe 1 hour early. And then you replace it with, I don't know, maybe drinking more water. Or say, you know what, instead of me taking that extra hour watching TV, let me take 15 minutes of that and do my walking inside or outside. Number four, have a long-term focus. Negative behaviors have short-term rewards. This is for me. So for me, eating ice cream, or for you, it might be watching TV. They're rewarding because you sit, you laugh. There are some shows I love and I just laugh. I mean, I can watch Chrisley Knows Best. Oh, I love that show. And between him and the mama, oh my gosh, you guys, I just laugh because of the things that they say. So sometimes when I want a good laugh, I will go find them. So I'm not saying that I don't watch TV is just at limiting that time. And they're rewarding. Eating my ice cream, my Haagen-Dazs, ooh, ramen, raisin ice cream. Oh my gosh, that is so delicious. But guess what, you guys? It's rewarding immediately. And then I sit back and I feel bad. I'm probably going to do it again today or tomorrow, or, you know, doing something, you feel bad. Because it's something that you said, man, I don't know why I did that. It was good, but I shouldn't have done that because now I have to go and put some more effort. They can be harmful in the long run as well. Because I know I shouldn't be drinking milk. It's not good for me. Every once in a while, yeah, maybe, but it's not. And so those are those short-term reward, but it could have a long-term effect. And that, you know, we can pay for it later on. So it just depends. So one of the things you can do is to adopt a long-term focus and consider the long-term implications of our behavior. So for me, I know I shouldn't be eating ice cream. I definitely can't eat ice cream. And like I said, you guys, it's been months since I've had any, but it's just something I have to work on. So before I indulge in it again, I have to just think about it. So maybe I might get it once, twice a year, and maybe eat a spoonful or whatever. But then I have to think about that. I have to think about what the milk does to my body. I have to think about what it will cost me down the road if I don't change that habit. If I'm not taking these courses that I need to take, but then I'm sitting here playing games, video games every single day, and I get behind, I'm going to look down a year later, 2 years later, and I'm going to say, wait a minute, I didn't even accomplish my goal because it was my fault, okay? And number five, we have to realize that our body is or can be the enemy. Why does a person have to eat a bag of chips instead of an orange? Just take a look at this perspective. He or she imagines themselves eating chips. Then he imagines or she imagines eating an orange. And then she chooses the one that feels better. But her body is deceiving her. Its only concern is with the safety and reproduction. Because you know your taste buds. I'll say, ooh, I feel like you need some fried chicken. And, you know, there are some healthier choices of fried chicken nowadays, using an air fryer, probably oven frying it, you know, without using all the oils and all this other stuff. There are some options. We just have to have more self-mastery. And so my last point, it cares a little for your longevity or your long-term prospects. We're talking about the body. Humans seek pleasure just like any other animal. The advantage we have as humans we have over the animals is the ability to make decisions and not follow instinct. So as human, that's an advantage that we have. Our advantage is that we can make decisions and not follow instinct. The disadvantage we have, though, as human beings, is the ability to create pleasurable foods and activities that are detrimental to long-term success and survival. So in closing, self-mastery is the key. I am finding that out every single day. I gotta keep working on myself. We have to keep working on ourselves. If you and I can master ourselves, everything else becomes easy. Not saying it's gonna just, it comes easy. It's easier. You're gonna flow. You're gonna feel better. It's easy to get ahead. It's easy to be healthy. It's easy to save money. It's easy to maintain relationships. This self-mastery, I want you to take a closer look. I've just given you just a little bit because I'm still working on this, but you can do it. Can you master yourself? Yes, you can. What you need to do and what I need to do is continue or start to key and focus our attention on the long-term impact of behaviors and avoid the short-term pleasures that lead to long-term challenges. Just like if you're trying to start a business and you want to take the shortcut, it's okay to take the shortcut. However, along the way, you may have missed some things and then you will have to go later on to correct it. I was on a live series this week, and one of the ladies that were speaking, she was talking about taxes. And she was talking about having a bookkeeping software that a lot of business owners do not have, and that we use Excel spreadsheets. But it comes a time that you're going to get, if your business gets, or when your business gets to another level, you have to invest and you have to get the software. The Excel spreadsheet is going to cause a lot of errors when you can plug systems together and let it do the work for you. And so again, self-mastery is key. So let's do ourselves a favor. For us to reach our goals much faster, for it to be easier for us to become or live doing healthy habits. It will be easier for us to save money because we do need to be responsible with our money, our finances. If we're having issues with relationships, this is a good thing to start looking at yourself and say, well, what is it that I'm giving off? Why is it that this person doesn't like me too much? Why is it that I don't like this person too much? And then you have to look within yourself. That's all part of self-mastery. Well, anyway, beautiful souls, thank you so much for listening to another episode. Hair sending you peace, this week on love, and soul light. Podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sonya G. Jennings and at SonyaJennings.com for more information on spiritual, mental, financial, and physical life. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next week.